Glad you tuned in to Question It Radio. My name is Andrew Roman. We'll be spending a lot of time together. Glad you connected your headphones. If you're not a headphones guy and you're just blasting my podcast for everyone else to hear, that's awesome. That's a way to really communicate about this podcast. Well, anyways, like I said, my name's Andrew, and let me tell you a little story. See, growing up, I was always afraid of one question. This is the question that I thought if someone asked me this, I'm going to like pass out, because I really didn't have a solid answer. And I won't leave you in any more suspense. The question was, how do you know God exists? Oh man, if someone would have asked me that some years ago, I would have freaked out and I would have said, I don't know, you know, because my daddy told me, because the pastor told me. You see, I'm a Christian. And as a Christian, we get a lot of questions of, well, you're all about faith. How do you know God exists? How do you know Jesus existed? How do you know the Bible's real? Yada, yada, yada. There's so many questions. But the thing is, many believers, especially young believers, don't know the answers to it. And because we don't know the answers, we freak out, and many of us kind of waver in our faith a little bit. So that is really the introduction to this podcast, is Question It. Meaning, let's question the things that we've been told that are true, so we can actually find the truth ourselves and then be secure in it. Because check this out. If we don't actually find out the truth and we are not informed about the truth, we're going to waver in whatever belief we have. Because you see, the Bible talks about this in Hosea 4:6. It says, my people are destroyed from a lack of knowledge. Now, if you're an unbeliever listening to this, meaning you're not a Christian, you're like, oh, now he's quoting the Bible. Well, here's some news. The Bible actually has some life lessons in it. Even if you don't believe God exists, it still has some great wisdom. And this talks about the lack of knowledge equaling kind of like destruction or perishing of people. Because let me give you a practical example as we get this started. In the 1800s, many women, I forgot the percentage, but many women died out of childbirth. I'm not sure if you knew that. Because the doctors never washed their hands. They would check why a woman died after child giving birth, and then from checking that corpse, they would move on and help a woman give birth. And then the bacteria would infect that woman, which would cause her to die, etc. And that was because of lack of knowledge. They didn't know about bacteria like that it couldn't be seen. But once they understood it, they began washing their hands, and that death rate dropped a lot. So all that to say, that lack of knowledge caused a lot of deaths. And now we're not, sometimes we could be talking about life and death, but more importantly, we're talking about your faith. Where is it placed, and on who it's placed, and if it's secure? So that's what this podcast is all about, is questioning those truths that we've been told so we find the answer ourselves and we're more secure in it. All right, let's move on to the first point of this, is a worldview. Because we'll be talking about this. If you don't understand what a worldview is, then you either won't be following along with what I'm talking about, and you would honestly not live a meaningful life. Because a worldview is your perspective of life. Everyone has a perspective. I have a perspective. You have a perspective. Jimmy Jones has a perspective. And Billy Bob, well, he's not real smart, so he didn't get a big perspective. I'm just kidding. He has a perspective too. Each perspective shapes the way we act. It shapes the way we think. It shapes the way we even speak. And out of that, it shapes the way we communicate with the world. I mean, think about this. If someone has a perspective, and I'm talking about the extremes here. Someone has the perspective that there is no God and that there's no judgment. I can live the way I want. Then that would definitely change and affect the way they act. Because then there's no judgment. There's no good and evil. They can just do whatever they want. On the other side of the spectrum, someone who believes that there is a God, but maybe believes in the wrong God, in the sense of, well, my God wants me to kill these people and then I get to heaven, that's definitely going to affect the way they act and the way they think and the way they speak. So the most important thing really in living our life, because I want this podcast and I want you to understand, I'm a practical person, man. I like 1, 2, 3, tell me what to do and I'm good. You know, don't just tell me all these philosophical things that they're up in the clouds and I don't get a word of it. And then I'm like, okay, I listened 50 minutes to Andrew. Mom says, hey, so what'd you learn?
I had no idea. He talked about all these philosophical things. I didn't get anything.
So I want all this to be practical. Think about your own life. Think about your own worldview. Maybe do you believe that there is a God? Do you believe that there is not a God? And if you believe that there's no God, well, what do you think about morality? And I want you to think about these four questions, because we'll be dealing with these four questions throughout the rest of the episodes. And these four questions are this. Check this out. We're talking about origin, meaning, morality, and destiny. Origin, meaning, morality, and destiny. So let's break it down a little bit. What's up with origin? Well, origin deals with the question, how did we get here? I mean, I understand how I'm here right now, but how did the human race get here? How did the universe get here? How did this world? Now, there's a lot of theories out there, but which one's actually true? So that's origin. Then there's meaning. Why are we here? Because you can understand what caused you to be here, but once you understand that meaning, I believe there's a famous quote, and I gotta find out who actually said this, but it says, the two biggest days of your life is the day that you were born and the day you find out why. So that's what meaning deals with. It's why are you actually here on this world? Were you merely an accident or do you have a purpose? Third question is morality. So first, origin. Second, meaning. Third, morality. What is good and evil? I mean, what is it? Is there such a thing as good and evil? And if so, how do we define that? By what basis of morality, what basis of what standard do we define good and evil, and who defines it? And finally, is destiny. Where are we going after we die? Not like what are we doing right after right now. I'm probably going to get something to eat after this podcast, but is where are we going after we die? Some say nowhere. Some say we become matter and mix with the universe and we're good. Some say we reincarnate. Others say, like myself, a Christian, we either go to heaven or hell. But answering those four questions will determine how you live your life, man. So one thing I want to communicate in this podcast is a worldview is important. It's your perspective on life. Now, you can really break it down, and we'll break it down in the rest of the episodes. But the four questions I want you to focus on is origin, meaning, morality, and destiny. How did I get here? Why am I here? What is good and evil? And finally, where am I going after I die? Because I want to bring up a quick verse. This is 1 Peter 3:15. And it says this, instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about the hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. Now, why did I just bring up this Bible verse? Because as a Christian for myself, in my young years of being a believer, I really never knew how to defend my faith. I never knew if someone asked me, well, how do you know Jesus existed? He's just a fairy tale. Very common belief. I would have been like, my pastor told me. Well, that's not good enough. Or sometimes, well, the Bible says he exists. But then what if the person you're debating against doesn't believe in the Bible? It has no authority over him. So this 1 Peter 3:15 says, always be ready to explain the hope that you have. So that's my encouragement in this podcast, is giving you those answers to the questions. And maybe some questions, the answers aren't that specific and not that easy to get to. But at least we can explore it together. And we can truly see how these philosophical ideas do apply to our daily life. So now let's move on really quickly to why should I care about this podcast? Like, why should I listen about 15 minutes of this podcast? Why should I listen to this guy talking and rambling about philosophical ideas? Well, the truth is, as we looked with your worldview, if you apply this to your life, if you're a believer, like, listen to me closely, man. If you are a believer and you believe in Jesus, it's extremely important to be secure in your faith. Because the more secure you are in your faith, the more you believe God. And the more you believe God, the more you will experience what the Christian life is all about. Because that's what it's about. It's about trusting God and believing in Him. And once you believe Him, you're going to have good consequences. You're going to reap the fruit of that belief. But if you waver and you do not really trust God, you don't know who He is,
Is he really real? Is he good? I think he's a little bipolar, a little schizophrenic. Maybe he hates and he loves at the same time. Like, what's up with all that? Maybe he doesn't even exist. Once you start believing that, you start doubting him, you start doubting his character, and now you're a Christian who sees no results, and you start complaining, this Christian thing doesn't even work. But the truth is not that it doesn't work, it's that there's a root of doubt that you no longer trust or actually believe Christianity. So that's what this is about. It's about strengthening your faith in Christianity and in God by giving you many answers to the many questions we all have. So I want to break down a little bit what we'll be talking about in the next of the episodes. And I always want to hear from you guys. If you guys have any questions, I'm going to put it down in the notes of the podcast. Quick email. You can always shoot me an email with a question. We'll explore the idea together because we can talk about the relevance of scripture, of the Bible, how the Bible came about. Is it really trustworthy? Is it accurate? Is the Bible historically accurate, scientifically accurate? What's up with Jesus? Did he claim to be the Son of God? Is he the Son of God? All these questions will affect your faith. And if you do not believe, or you have your own questions and you're kind of skeptical about the whole idea of Christianity, then I really encourage you to keep on listening to this podcast, because maybe it's going to bring up some questions you never had, but hopefully answer those that you have had. So then, hey, sooner or later, you can find that answer that you were looking for. So all in all, just landing this plane and wrapping up this first podcast episode is, what do you believe in? What's your worldview, man? Do you believe that there is a God? Do you believe that there's not a God? How did you get here? Why are you here? What's good and evil for you? Do you define it? Each person defines it? Or is there an absolute moral law standard that defines this is good and this is evil? And finally, where are you going after you die? Because knowing where you're going after you die really determines how you're going to live here on Earth. Are you going to YOLO it? Or is there an actual consequence to in judgment day and you're going to get some reward or judgment? So shoot me an email, whatever questions you guys have that you don't know the answers to, you want to explore the answers, shoot me an email at andrew@questionitradio.com. That's andrew@questionitradio.com. And hopefully we'll be exploring those ideas together in the later episodes. We'll see you next time.